guess what I didn't do yesterday? What happens when the grid goes out for good? Forget the Super Bowl. The bread and circuses of the masses. And yes, if you're fighting to save this country, if you're fighting to save this planet, well, you deserve to have some free time. But what a frickin' distraction. Anyways, tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, Jason Andrews will be joining us. He's a California medical marijuana dispensary owner who provides free medicine to terminally ill patients. For the past 2 years, he has been facing state charges on sales and trafficking of cannabis in a state where medical marijuana is legal. Andrews even has all of the required government licensing and complies with all of the regulations. His operation is 100% legal according to the state of California's law, but they're coming after this gentleman, and we're going to bring him on in just moments. But first, let's get to a quick abbreviated Intel Hub news brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub news brief. Uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from the Bob Tuscan Show.
Well, listen to this. A 70-year-old gym teacher stops armed attack on school grounds in Detroit. Police sources tell 7 Action News that a women's basketball coach from Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School shot 2 men who attacked him as he was walking 2 basketball players to their cars in the school parking lot. Police sources say the coach was walking the 2 girls to their car, and 2 men allegedly approached, and one pulled out a gun and grabbed him by his chain necklace. The coach then pulled out his gun and shot both of them, according to sources. Another example of how guns help deter crime with this 70-year-old with some cojones. Thousands of purple jelly-like spears line the desert floor. Thousands of jelly-like objects formed into purple spheres were discovered by Grenadine Vargas and her husband while walking through the desert. Like something out of this world, the spear seemed to be translucent and filled with some sort of liquid. Folks, you got to see the video of this. It's up at the Bob Tuscan website. Airlines have added more than 50 new fees over the past years. Airlines have added more than 50 fees on all sorts of different grounds. They charge for baggage-related fees. You name it. The fees add an estimated $36.1 billion annually to airlines' bottom lines. Twitter was hacked, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter announced late Friday that it had been breached and that the data of 250,000 Twitter users was vulnerable. The company said in a blog post that it detected unusual access patterns earlier this week and found that user information, usernames, emails, and encrypted passwords for 250,000 users may have been accessed in what is described as a sophisticated hacking attack. Oregon drone bill would claim the airspace above your shoestrings. Can the air near your shoes be considered public airspace? Well, in the state of Oregon, at least it soon might be. A new bill making its way through Oregon State Senate would establish something known as Airspace of Oregon, which the state could use to regulate drone use by agencies and private citizens. And last but not least, Sandusky scandal might take down the Pennsylvania governor, too. Though Jerry Sandusky was convicted of 45 counts and will spend 30 years in prison, this is not the end of it, and we know that the powers that shouldn't be are sick pedophiles. Anyways, we'll be back with our guest on the medical marijuana issue in just moments.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future. You know, I have a close friend who is, well, he is suffering from a brain tumor. And one of the things that gives him relief is cannabis. Now, there's non-psychoactive components of cannabis that offer tremendous support. And you can juice the leaves, and you can use, of course, the cannabis oil, which we've talked about a number of different times. But for him, it's something that, in addition to these other properties, it gives him relief from the nausea, from the suffering. And it does so for many people. And at that, it's much better for you, of course, than the deadly pharmaceutical cocktails that they want to give you. I know I don't have to tell you. I know you all know this very well. Anyways, there's a gentleman by the name of Jason Andrews, who I was telling you about in the first segment. And he has a California medical marijuana. I don't like to call it that, so let's call it a California medical cannabis dispensary, who provides free medicine to terminally ill patients. And in my mind, that is one of the greatest acts of charity, one of the greatest acts of humanity that someone can do or give to this planet. And he's under the threat of legal action from the state, from the government. And I want him to tell his story. I think you're going to be as shocked as I am to hear what they're doing to this gentleman who, again, wants to help people. I believe that he is sincere. And without further ado, let's bring Jason Andrews to the Bob Tuscan Show. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks a lot. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad you're hanging in there in the face of all this madness. Let me shut up here. I'm just going to mute myself, and I'm going to let you give us the story from the very beginning. How did you get into helping people with cannabis and so on and so forth?
All right. Well, let's see. First of all, I'm a patient myself. I've been in two major car accidents. I've been rear-ended twice sitting at red lights. So I have four ruptured discs in my lower back, been through 2 years of physical therapy. I've settled both those accidents. I'm pretty much partially permanently disabled. So I use it for pain, marijuana for pain, and cannabis. And then as well as that, I have post-traumatic stress. About 14 years ago, last month, my mother passed away. She bled to death in my arms. She had surgery on her throat. Came home a week later. She woke me up about 1 in the morning, and she bled to death. Lost all of her blood in about a minute and a half. So I suffer from post-traumatic stress from that. So I use cannabis to help me relieve my pain, my back, and from, you know, just general depression, to help me not to think about that so much. So that's why I use it. And then I used it recreationally for about 20 years anyways before I ever got into the medicinal part of it.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. So I used it for about 20 years. Then I got in a car accident the first time, and I couldn't work, and I couldn't afford to pay my bills. And my daughter came up to me and asked me for some money, and I didn't have it, but I had a little bit of marijuana, and I felt bad. So I flushed it down the drain, and I quit using it the whole time I went through my first car accident. And I used their prescription drugs. I was on Vicodin, Soma, Xanax. I got addicted, actually. And I was on them for about 3 years, popping them like candy. And I went through withdrawals when I finally quit taking those things. In 2006, I think, I quit taking all pills. I haven't taken anything. Even when I got in my second car accident in 2009, I went through that whole car accident and didn't take a pill. I used cannabis just for my pain. So I believe in the stuff. It really does help me, you know. So that's why I use it. In 2008, after my first car accident, a bunch of friends kept telling me, oh, you know, you can get legal and go get marijuana, you know, to be legal. And I'm like, yeah, right. And they kept telling me to do it. And finally I was like, you know what, I'm going to go check it out. And I went to a doctor, and he told me, quit smoking, quit drinking, quit taking these pharmaceutical pills. Use this stuff. Use it, rub it in your skin, you know, drink it, eat it, do whatever you can with it. Smoke it if you have to, but vaporize it if you preferably, or use a, you know, a water pipe, a bong. He told me all these things, and I already knew this, but I just wanted to hear a doctor tell me that. And as soon as he told me that, I walked out of there, and I never looked back. I started growing a little bit for myself. I don't use pills. I don't drink. I quit smoking. I haven't smoked a cigarette this week. It's been 4 years. So I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't take any pills. I just use cannabis. So I started going to these collectives. And as I was going to these collectives, I was paying a lot of money, and I really couldn't afford it because I was disabled. I wasn't making very much. So I couldn't really afford it. So, and then I kind of went on a few websites, and I started noticing other people were going through the same thing. And the way California law is set up is that we're allowed to collectively associate together. As far as being the money wise, you're not supposed to sell it, but you can reimburse each other for compensation to be, you know, for your electricity and the lights and the nutrients and your time and your effort and, you know, whatever it costs, you can reimburse each other and help pay for the cost of this stuff. So, I was on a website, and I started noticing, you know, people needing help, and I started talking to people on these websites. I never had done anything like that before. I was kind of computer illiterate at the time, and I noticed people needing help, and they couldn't afford this stuff, and I noticed some of these stores were just taking advantage of people. So I started a little collective, and I started you know, helping a few friends out and a few patients out on these websites that I met. As far as I knew how to grow it, I already had a little, you know, my little spot at my house. There was enough medicine there for myself and my wife, who also got a recommendation. So I started growing it for myself and her, and then we had a little extra, and I started providing it to some of these patients. They were giving me some money, but most of them can't afford it, so I was giving it to them. Then I started my collective. That's when I really started, got a little bit bigger, started a delivery service, offering it to anybody that had a recommendation. You know, I figured, you know, if I can help people out, give it away free to the sick and terminally ill, through my collective, if you call me up, this is what we offer. If you're too sick, you can't get to the doctors, clean your house, cook your food, or need a ride to the grocery store or to the bank or any of that, I offer that. I work with a catering service, a cleaning service. Shoot, if you're too sick, if I can't get them to come and do it, I'll come and do it myself. I don't have nothing but time on my hands. I'll come and do it. I mean, I might not be the fastest person, but I'll be able to help clean your house or cook your food. You know, especially when you can't do it. And that's the least I can do, is, especially in this world we live in. So that's what we started offering. We offer all those services besides the medical marijuana. We started offering that too. So we offer free medical marijuana to anybody that has AIDS, HIV, terminally ill, cancer, or hospice care patients. And the next thing I know, I start getting a few calls from people that I never met saying, hey, man, I'm dying. I'm sick. Or my dad's dying. He's sick. Or, you know, they're a member of this collective and these people won't help them. You know, I've got calls from 100 miles away that I've driven to. I have an AIDS patient that I drive from my house to his house in up by Magic Mountain, which is 60 miles away. I go and pick him up and bring him back down to my house to St. Jude's Hospital, drop him off for the day, and then take him back home. And I don't charge him any money for that. I do it because that's the least I can do. So that's what the collective was all about, and that's what we offered. And I wasn't making very much. I was barely paying my bills. So I started – I'm a member of a couple other collectives where I used to get my medicine when I didn't have any in between times, my grows. So I would provide them with my extra medicine. That's what when I couldn't sell it to a few patients or give it away to a few patients that would reimburse me, I'd give it to this collective. They'd give it to their patients, sell it or get reimbursed. Then once they got the money for it, they would pay me for it. So, and then that's how I took care of my bills, you know, for everything that I put into this. So the next thing I know, I'm a member of a collective. I'm helping people out. I did that from about 2008 to 2010. 2010, well, then it comes to the city of Lake Forest, and this is how I get pulled over and begin my troubles with the California state. And this isn't a federal case. This is a state case, which is, if it was a federal case, I'd be saying, what's the deal? Where am I going? You know, I can't fight this federally. You know, it's against the law at a federal level, but the feds aren't messing with me because I'm not in federal law.
At that, this is in a state in which supposedly you're supposed to be protected, right?
Exactly. And that's where I find, because here's my issue. My wife and I, in 2008, we had some issues and we got in an argument and the cops came to my house and I told them I had a grow. They came in, my local cops came in, saw my grow, and they left. Didn't bother me one bit. And when they left, they told me, Mr. Andrews, go down and get the state ID card. Not just the recommendation from your doctor, but go get the state-issued ID card from the health department. We're state officers. We have to abide by state law. I said, wow, I didn't know that. All right, cool. So I went down and got it. Got the state ID card, took my wife down, got a caregiver card for her. And now I'm a caregiver and have a state ID card. That's supposed to protect me even more so. That's supposed to give me not immunity, but it's just supposed to protect me. I shouldn't even be going through all this.
At least on a state level. But exactly. That doesn't stop the Barry Sotero administration, who pledged not to go after these medical cannabis dispensaries and did everything but that. He went and raided these agencies, these shops in record numbers. Hey, we got to take a quick break. I hear the clock coming to cut us off here. But when we come back, Jason, I want to get to the start of your legal troubles and how you went from helping people to being harassed by the mafia. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So imagine this, you want to help people, you want to make a difference in the world, especially for those that are at their lowest point. They're sick, they're dying, and well, you get out there, you start a charity essentially, helping these people, and subsequently are harassed by a mafia-like group also known as the government. Our guest is Jason Andrews, who's been joining us to tell us his story, and we're just starting to get into the beginning of his legal woes. Jason, so let's go right from when all of this started as far as your legal problems are concerned. You were in the car, you were pulled over, then what happened?
I had just left a collective I was a member of. My wife and I, we were on the freeway on our way home, going about 65-70. I noticed some lights behind me. I'm like, no way, are they going to pull me over? They were like at least a half a mile. I'm like, look at them flying up behind us. I just had a feeling they were going to pull me over, and they did. The cops pulled me over. So as soon as they pulled me over, I knew my truck was going to smell like marijuana. I had a big bag of it in my back seat. You know, I had a pound of marijuana from the collective that I just had left. I took some to see if they needed any. They didn't want any, so I still had it. Plus, I had a roach from earlier that we smoked, my wife and I, at a park, so it was in my ashtray. I actually told her to eat it because I was a little paranoid of them smelling the marijuana, not finding it so much, just the smell. I didn't want to be harassed by them. As soon as they pulled me over, my windows were down. I knew they were going to smell the marijuana, so I told a cop, hey, he walked up. I said, what'd you pull me over for? He told me, for speeding. I said, well, I wasn't speeding. I go, well, you're going to smell a little marijuana. I have some in my car. My wife and I are state patients. We both have state ID cards. And the reason I did that, and I know you're not supposed to talk to cops, everybody tells me that. The reason I did that was because of the cases I've read before regarding the state ID card where a person didn't say they had it, and because he didn't say they had it, he lost his case at a trial, which is just dumbfounding to me. But
well, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. So they begin to cop pulls me out of the car, pulls me to the back of the car, and then he went to go to get into the back seat of my truck. Not to the front seat to search it, but to straight to the back seat. And I kind of thought that was odd, but he went to go get into my truck, and I said, I don't consent to a search. And that's when he got my wife out of the truck, put her in the back by me, and then he went back again to go get in the back seat. And then I said it again. I said it three times. I do not consent to a search. And the other cop that was standing by me put his hand on his gun, and he told me, you want this to go the wrong way or the right way? And my wife said, be quiet. And I said, no, I don't consent. You guys don't have a right. And he said, we don't need a right. We don't need any cause. We smelled the marijuana. And I said, I'm a state patient. You guys do need probable a reason to get in my consent to get in my truck. He grabbed my black bag out of the back of the truck, put it on the front of his truck, opened it up, saw my money and my marijuana in there, and automatically made a phone call. And then they didn't handcuff me. They put me in the back of the cop car and let me sit there for about 45 minutes while they the only searching they did was the front of my truck. They searched the front seat, but they didn't open like my toolbox or anything on the back of my truck or anything. They just searched my front seat and they found my knife. So they went through their book for like an hour trying to find something on my knife to get me on, but they couldn't because I'm part Cherokee, so I have a big old knife. But they couldn't find nothing on that, so they couldn't give me a ticket for that. After about an hour of being there, my wife and the two detectives show up. I'm like, wow, this is kind of strange. What, you know, I'm going to go to prison or jail now. You know, these guys are disregarding my rights. The detectives come. They asked my wife some questions, and they came back to me, and they pretty much just asked me what was the marijuana for? What was the money for? I showed them my cards. I showed them my rec. I told them pretty much I told them everything. And they just didn't care. So after about an hour of telling them the truth, I just decided I'm not telling them the truth no more. I'm not going to say nothing. They harassed me. They disregarded my cards. They let me out of the back of the cop car, tell me, we're going to give you a warning for the speeding. Here's a piece of paper for your money. Have a good night. I look at the piece of paper, start walking back to my truck, and I'm like, what the hell? So I walk back over and I'm all, what is this? Where's anything about my marijuana and all my other property, my phone, my books, my letters from my congressmen, my senators? Where's all my stuff? They're all, we're going to keep all that as evidence and you can try to file to get your money back. And I'm all, man, you guys obviously don't know who I am, man. I'm an activist and advocate. I believe in this stuff. I met with my congressmen and senators about this. I'll see you in court. And I left. And they were pretty much going to rob me. I didn't get a ticket for anything. I had a pound of marijuana and $6,000, and they didn't arrest me, give me a ticket for nothing.
You were essentially extorted by some guys in costumes with a shiny badge and flashing lights. I mean, there's no difference. Now, imagine, Jason, if I was to do this to you, little old Bob Tuscan, if I was to pull you over and essentially take all your stuff, write you a little note saying, you can maybe get your money back, maybe. Imagine how the general public would look at this. But no, it's the state. When we come back, I want to hear where your case stands now. Don't go anywhere.
Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
So you're pulled over by some guys in a costume with shiny badges, and, well, they extort you for all that you have. Tell me, Jason, you were telling me off air, you think this was a setup?
I know that the two detectives followed me onto the freeway from the collective I had left. So they were, it came out to find out in court, the trial, that two detectives were sitting in front of a collective, watching it, knowing that people were going into it buying marijuana and the store was selling marijuana. But they decided to follow me that day because I had a large black bag. The two detectives followed me onto the freeway, where they followed me for about 5 miles down the highway, where then they decided to call the sheriff, who of Lake Forest, who patrols the city of the unincorporated city of Lake Forest. That's their job. He came onto the highway, which usually is patrolled by the Highway Patrol, and had to go 110 miles an hour down the freeway and then slow down to 65, 70 miles an hour to pull me over and say I was speeding. And then never get a ticket for speeding. And never get a ticket for marijuana or nothing, actually. I didn't get anything. I got my stuff stolen. That's how I felt. I even went back home that night and called the sheriff's department and told them what happened and told them I wanted to file a complaint with the watch commander, and the watch commander laughed at me. So needless to say, nothing happened. So a month or two goes by. This is in October or September. October 10th. So a month goes by, no charges, no nothing. My money's gone, my marijuana's gone, so I'm out. I'm out of my medicine and my money. They stole the cripple's guy's medicine and money. So here I am, broke, no money, no medicine. I'm an advocate, activist. Plus, I got a big mouth, and I don't let people push me around. So I start calling the sheriff's department. I call the sheriff's department, the DA's office. I call the cops. I call everybody. Ask them, where's my money? Where's my medicine? Don't you guys know the law? The California state law says, that regarding these state cards and stuff, if you can't charge me, and you shouldn't have done all this stuff, and all I kept getting from all these officers is, what do you mean? How are we supposed to verify that state ID card? Oh, what do you mean? How are you supposed to verify it? My 6-year-old can verify it. There's a website on the card, and there's a phone number for them to go to verify. And the law says, as far as I know, that if I give that card to a state officer, he can't refuse it. He has to verify it. That once it's verified, he can't detain or arrest or charge you for sales, transportation, distribution, cultivation, or possession unless he thinks you obtained the card fraudulently. Period. Doesn't say about too much marijuana, too much money, a scale, or anything. Just only if you obtained the card fraudulently. So I didn't do any of that. Anyways, after calling the cops, about a month and a half later, I called the cop right before Veterans Day, the detective that pulled me over, and he told me that if I didn't watch the way I was talking to him, he was going to file charges. And I said, why didn't you file charges? I had a pound of marijuana and $6,000. Why didn't you arrest me that night? And he went click, and Veterans Day went by that Monday, and on Tuesday, because my older brother, who had just passed away recently before that, he was always in trouble with the law, and he always told me to go, hey, go and check my name on, see if I have a warrant. So I happened to run my name, and there it is, boom, 2 arrest warrants for, sales and transportation. I'm like, oh my God, I've never been in trouble in my life. $25,000 arrest warrants. So I took what I had left of my car settlement, which was, I got $23,000. They took $6,000. So I had about 14 grand left. I went and got a lawyer. The first lawyer went to court with me a couple of times. I went and turned myself in, got OR'd. And then I went for my money. Now that's the problem. If I would have never opened my big mouth and called the cops, I would have never been charged, and I could have got my money back. But I would have lost my marijuana and probably all my property. So it's kind of a hit and miss, If I wouldn't have opened my mouth, I would have got my money back, but I would have lost everything else. And there's 2 things that I really want back. I want my money back because I went through a car accident. That's my money. And I'd like my medicine. That's not as important as my phone. My brother passed away, and we just had gone fishing, and I have some pictures of that. I would like that back. And my signed autographed copy of Jack Carrar's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes. So, anyways, that's why I'm fighting all this, because I'd like that stuff back. I go to court for my money, and the DA, I show him all the evidence showing here's proof that here's a letter from my lawyer concerning my car accident. Here's the proof showing where the money came from, a deposit, a withdrawals. I took out 14, all this money here. I'm showing him proof, and he pretty much straight out told me, and even today again, he told me, doesn't matter what the law says. In my opinion, marijuana is a drug and you're a drug dealer. So
I think that's so ridiculous. In my opinion, it doesn't matter if the law says air is legal. In my opinion, you shouldn't be breathing air, and you're an air dealer. I mean, what kind of crazy comment is that? This shows that this guy is someone who needs to be first of all, taken away from his position as a police officer, and
readdressed. Oh, this is the DA.
Oh, this is the DA. Okay, I'm sorry. Even crazier.
Yeah. So the DA. Now, this is the DA that I've been dealing with for 3 years, actually almost 3 years now, for my money. And I get the same thing out of them. They won't give me my money back. They won't even let me have a trial for my money on the civil part because they have no evidence to keep it. So they need me to be convicted of a crime so they have some evidence to keep my money. But even if I'm convicted of this crime, which I won't be, or even if I am, there's still no evidence showing that that money comes from the marijuana. I'm going to get my money back no matter what because I've proven and I can prove that it came from my car accident. So that's the money. And the DA is, like I said, this is the DA. And so what I've learned from all this and okay, so I go to the DA's. I ask them for the money. They won't deal with me. That's that. And then I start going to court for this criminal part. The first lawyer kind of, he doesn't know very much, so I have to get a brain surgeon for a lawyer, and I have to pay him more money. So there goes the rest of my car settlement. Everything's gone. Now I'm broke, struggling, and I got this really good lawyer. It's going to be a battle, he says, because he tells me the whole time, Jason, this is what it's going to come down to is the judge and whether you get a fair trial or not. And I didn't believe him. I think the system is the system. You know, the law is the law. That's what I thought. Well, it's not. This is what I've learned from going through all this. If you get pulled over and a cop's a dick, you're going to jail. If you go to jail and the DA doesn't like you, you're going to court and seeing a judge. If you go before a judge and the judge has, like Judge Judy says, this is my courtroom. That's right. What they put on TV, the courts aren't nothing like that. What we think the court system is nothing like they put on TV. When I got there, it was the scariest thing I ever been through. And then the judge, it all comes down to a judge. That courtroom is theirs. And if the judge says, like they did in my trial, denies you a fair trial and doesn't let the jury during jury instruction hear anything regarding medical marijuana laws, but she only reads federal law in a state court saying marijuana is illegal to stem, the seed, the stock, the flower, everything. You look at it, you're going to jail. I should have been in prison. And that's what happened to me. My judge she said I was going to get a affirmative defense and then denied me at the end. I should have went to jail. The DA said it best. Mr. Andrews admitted to taking money for it. The judge told you sales is illegal, exchanging monies for it's illegal. You need to come back with a guilty verdict. I turned around and told my lawyer, they'll be back in 20 minutes with a guilty verdict, bro. And look it, I didn't because I have faith, man. God loves me. So that's where I am. I went through a whole trial. I went through a whole trial, was denied affirmative defense. The jury got to hear that I have a state card, a state caregiver card, that I have a recommendation, that I have a seller's permit, that I have a corporation with the state secretary of California, that they want me to pay taxes on all this stuff, but yet they want me to put me in jail. They get to hear all this evidence regarding all these things, but then when it came down to it, they didn't get to hear any of the laws regarding that. So it all comes down to the judge, too. If the judge says you're not getting a fair trial, you're going to prison. And the only way you're going to win this stuff is if you go to an appellate court, which lately the appellate courts, like with Jovan Jackson down in San Diego, have been making the right decisions. And that's what's going to change the law. So that's where I'm at. I went through a whole trial. I got 11-1 hung jury. One guy saved me, which him and I are friends now. He contacted me afterwards and says, hey, I want to be your friend. I think what you do is great. What's the odds of that? Going through a whole trial and somebody wanting to be your friend afterwards. So, I'm getting ready to go through a second trial. The DAs and them, they really just don't like me. And then they, like I said, here in Orange County, especially in Orange County, California, the DAs totally disregard the law. I have retired Senator John Vasconcellos, who's been contacting me, and he's one of the co-authors of Proposition 215 and SB 420, and he's totally disgusted with these rogue DAs and judges doing what they want. You know, this is a voter-approved law. This is what we wanted, the people wanted, and when we go and obey the law, people like myself, I'm one of less than 200 caregivers in the whole state of California. Not talking all these stores fronts. I'm talking about actual people that went down to the health department and have a state ID card. Not only that, but I'm one of less than 10,000 people who got the state ID card. So when we follow the laws and then we're punished for it, then what good are the laws?
This is crazy stuff. And, well, it's of no real surprise to me, and I know many of my listeners as well. I want to open up the phone lines if you want to weigh in on this, if you have a similar story in the final moments we have tonight on the show. 800-313-9443. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think I did. I'm going by memory here. New call in line. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Now, let me ask you this, Jason. How do you see this not just affecting you but others out there? Of course, we have more people in jail here in the States than any other country in the world per capita, and they seem to be going after this plant. You know, you could be a rapist, you could be a murderer, and you might not face as much of a bias against you, but if you have this plant that, again, heals people and saves people, they seem to want to come after you.
Well, my theory on it is this. What if there was something that could heal your heart, mind, body, and soul, fix you from all what ails you? What if there was something out there that could do that? What do you think those who make all the money and are the kings of the earth would do to hide it from you? Think they'd wage war against it? Oh, wait. What's the longest war in American history? Prohibition. Both times. Actually, both times. Alcohol prohibition was just as long. It was 100
years,
wasn't
it? And it
didn't work. No, it was
it
the
didn't
worst.
Work. And now we have a group like LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, that shows, you know, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a church deacon, whether you're an everyday citizen, cannabis especially is not something to be going after. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that everyone should just recreationally get high. No, wait, I do think that, so let me take that back. I'm joking here. But the bottom line is we see all these other harmful substances that people are arrested for, and it doesn't help them with the substance abuse. It just leads to further recidivism and more addiction. So to think that our legal system can help people who are sick, and this isn't about cannabis, this is about the war on drugs in general, is just crazy.
Rehabilitation and education is the key to everything. You can't put people in prison. And when we have lawmakers and judges and lawyers making medical decisions, there's something wrong. And when the head of the DEA, I can't think of his name right now, but is he just came out recently at some staying in California, and he was telling about how, you know, we don't want to give the wrong impression to our youth that marijuana is somehow safer than tobacco. Wait a minute. Did you just say that?
I think it is.
Did you really just say that? Because let me get something straight here. Not as a layman, just somebody who doesn't know anything about science, I can prove to you that there's more people dying every day than from tobacco than anything else in this country. Nobody's ever died from marijuana. And so for him to come up there and say that, yes, you know what? I'm a parent of three young girls. I've raised two daughters that have been through college. And you know what? I'd much rather see my kids on marijuana than alcohol, than pills, than freaking out there having sex, than smoking cigarettes. You know why? Because my kids will come home at night. My kids will be safe. My brother that was a drug addict, he was the worst kind of person out there, a violent criminal. And you know what he said to me? He would be the greatest commercial for it. He says, I was taking him to get his recommendation the first time. He says, and on the way home, he goes, you know, Jay, I used to beat up people, lie, cheat, steal, rob for when I was on alcohol and drugs. But now that I got this weed, the marijuana, I'll probably never do those things again. I'm like, yeah.
It's a deterrent.
It is.
If people would only have access to it legally, as opposed to having to go through the black market and that kind of thing, we might not see as many people addicted to alcohol and these other dangerous substances.
Mm-hmm. And it's been proven over and over throughout history. There's studies that have been done throughout history that show that cannabis is a deterrent and helps with withdrawals and the DTs from alcohol and heroin abuse. Wait a minute. Aren't alcohol and heroin like two of the worst substances abused known to man? And those are like the hardest things to kick. I don't know if anybody, you know, I've had addictions when I was younger in my early 30s. I was an alcoholic and I did other drugs. And when I quit drinking and when I quit taking pills, which were opiates, those were the two worst withdrawals I've ever had in my life. And thank God I had some marijuana, but, you know, there's something going on out there. That's all I can say. When, you know, hemp, marijuana, let's get off the subject of marijuana. Let's talk about hemp. You know what hemp can do? Hemp can fuel your car. It could make plastics that are biodegradable. It could, anything you can make out of oil, you can make out of hemp. Anything. You know, we could quit deforesting our forest. We could save ocean, so we wouldn't have anything like Louisiana oil spill out there that everybody forgot about. We wouldn't have that happening. Our farmers could farm again, like the Dodge commercial yesterday. You know, our farmers, which America.
All right, let's hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I want to thank Jason Andrews for joining us tonight. And Jason, we only have a few more moments here before I got to let you go. But tell the listeners how they can help your case, how they can help this situation in general. How do you see people acting as far as solutions are concerned?
The main solution that I've seen so far is there's a group called thehumansolution.org. They're really advocating going and showing court support and getting out there and being vocal when people are going through this and helping affect the outcomes of juries by talking to people about jury nullification. Jury nullification is very important. People need to know that they have the right to, you not only have the right, but you have the obligation to get on a jury and be a juror because you need to judge the law and make sure that the laws are being applied right. And if they're not, then you as a juror have the right to nullify a jury. And that's what happened during my case. My juror nullified my case. And so because of groups like the Human Solution that are educating people on jury nullification and marijuana and getting out there and supporting people when they're going through this, that's one of the main ways to help my cause. The other thing is you could go to pro215.com, give us a call if you want to make a donation to us. I am a 501c3, so we are able to take donations. Let's see, that would help us with me with my criminal case. As of right now, I'm pretty much broke, and I'm going to have the state pay for an attorney to defend me in the second trial. So now they're going to pay to prosecute me and defend me. And then pretty much the only other thing I can really think of, which is a very important thing, call your state congressman, California state congressman, and your California state senators. Call everybody, every state you live in. Call your state senators and your congressmen. I do. I call them on a regular basis. Sometimes they think I'm crazy, but I tell them what I think, and I tell them that, you know, you need to do what the people want. That's what they're there for. And when the laws are messed up and they're not doing anything to help the people and they're detrimental to society, that's what we have this system of democracy for, so that we can change these things. So call your reps, call them and tell them how messed up these laws are, that, you know, because in the long run, the only ones benefiting from this medical marijuana law in California are the cops, the judges, the DAs, and the drug cartels. The only ones that are being punished are the patients and the frickin' caregivers, the true patients and the true caregivers. Because I know a lot of people that are going through trials right now, Joe Grumbine, Joe Byron, Joe Von Jackson, Memo Aguilera, look at Chris Williams in Montana, just got sentenced, Aaron Sandusky. Yep. There's all kinds of people that are going through these things.
No relation, by the way, to the other Sandusky, of course.
Yeah, exactly. and Sandusky, he's a rare case, because his case is being decided before the California Supreme Court right now, which he's been convicted in federal court. So
we'll have to keep our eyes on those cases. Jason, we'll have you back on for an update. And thanks again. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Take care, brother. All right, folks, that just about does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be back on tomorrow night with Ben Stewart from the Esoteric Agenda and other great documentary films, and a number of other different guests coming on this week as well. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Love you. Out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now.